I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Awesome. So great to be here on Dare to Dream, and welcome to the show. It's going to be an amazing show today that I am excited about, because a little later on, Ariel Ford is here. She's the author of 11 books, a speaker, relationship expert on finding and keeping love. So Ariel Ford will be on later on Dare to Dream. And, you know, I took a really, really good yoga class this morning, and it's so good because it just stretched so many parts of my body that needed stretching. So, you know, I've got a question for you guys. I sit in front of a computer way too much, clearly, because it's starting to have impact on my body, not good impact. But a lot of my business is because I'm talking to clients or doing things or having to do things on the computer. So that said, I am trying to figure out what is an alternative. Clearly, sit, stand, apparatus would be really good. But I would love to hear from people, because I'm not sure which one to get or if there's a really easy one to just put somewhere that doesn't take a lot of room. So write to me. Let me know, what are you using that is awesome for your total physical structure, back, hips, alignment? And it could be sit-stand. It could be a kind of desk I've never heard of. It could be some kind of a chair. Write to daretodreamradio@gmail.com, because you could change my life. So I want to remind you today to be bold and step out. There's a saying that fortune favors the bold. So if you resonate with that, then you're bravely moving toward the life you desire. And there are tremendous rewards in taking a chance. You know, all around us right now, women are finally speaking our truths, fulfilling our ambitions. Moms are battling the plague of gun violence. There are trans ladies proudly sharing their stories. Strivers putting in the work to become who they're meant to be. So maybe you too have a dream you'd like to create, or a wrong you'd like to right. I am going to support you right now. Go ahead. Be inspired. I myself have done this many times. Obviously, my show is Dare to Dream. This is one of the ways I live my life. I've done it throughout my life. And some of my bold moves, I'll tell you, they were created from choice. And some of them were created due to an unanticipated circumstance, like a job ending or a long-term love relationship ended by a partner unexpectedly. These things happen to all of us. I live near Robertson Boulevard in the Beverly Hills, West Hollywood area, and I love walking down Robertson Boulevard, walking my dog, and there are wonderful stores and restaurants, and one of the really unique stores every day puts a large framed chalkboard out on the sidewalk. It has a really thoughtful saying that somebody takes time to erase each day and write a new one. So today, their big framed chalkboard said, "Everything in life happens for you. Trust me. Everything happens in life for you. Trust me." I believe that. I believe that all circumstances, whether they're anticipated, expected, hoped for, or none of the above, lead us truly to the next great chapter in our life story. We see people all around us every day taking chances. People who dreamed of becoming something great and are taking the steps to make that happen. Maybe they're speaking up. Maybe they're becoming who they're meant to be. Maybe they have understood that sometimes we have to make our own luck. So if you're still working on your big move, Make today the day that you push through your fear and take a glorious step forward. I support you in getting out there, taking a chance on yourself, and I hope you're moved to do so, because this is the right place to be for that. And I'm really sure that the kind of risk in taking a chance on yourself always pays off. Author Jeanette Winterson said, "What you risk reveals what you value." When we come back, Ariel Ford is going to be here. She's talking about the soulmate secret. Manifest the love of your life with the law of attraction. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question, and it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity which, when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. Debbie Dashinger here. And I've got Ariel Ford, who is a love and relationship expert and a speaker and producer and host of Evolving Wisdom's Art of Love series. Her mission is to help people find love, keep love, and most importantly, be love. She has written 11 books, including the international bestseller, The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction, which is what we're talking about today. And she has a companion book coming out, the very first transformational coloring book based upon her soulmate book. She has had groundbreaking shifts and helps people to find and embrace the beauty and perfection in themselves and their mates, and she lives it because she lives with her husband, Brian, and she's been called the fairy godmother of love. Ariel, welcome to Dear Dream. It's so great to have you.
Thanks, Debbie. It's really fun to be with you.
Fairy godmother of love. What a great nickname. So you and your magic wand are warmly welcome on the show today.
Thank you.
I'm getting ready for the sprinkle of magic. I want to start, Ariel, with the question, do you believe that there is such a thing as a soulmate for people?
Oh, it's not a belief, it's a knowing. Everybody has many, many potential soulmates. And just so we get everybody on the same page, let me give you my definition of a soulmate. So I believe that first and foremost, it's somebody you can completely be yourself with, somebody with whom you share unconditional love, and when you look into their eyes, you have the experience of being home. And if you accept that definition, the really good news is that everybody already has many, many soulmates, whether it's your parents, your kids, your siblings, your best friend, your coworkers, your cats, or your dogs. We all have soulmates. And when you're looking for a romantic soulmate to spend your life with, there are ways to make it happen using the law of attraction.
Okay. So I want to get to this before I go to the law of attraction because that's really compelling. Do you also believe that if we have many soulmates throughout our life, that everybody's meant to be with somebody and in love? Or are there definitely people walking the planet, it's like you're just meant to be single this lifetime?
Well, I think there's probably a small percentage of people who have chosen that karmically, you know, people who take vows of renunciation, whether it's a priest or a nun or, you know, something in that form. But I'd say nearly everybody has the potential to be in a romantic soulmate relationship. And some people just don't choose it. They're on a bigger mission or a different mission. But my experience has been that if you have this deep, heartfelt desire to share your life with somebody, that you absolutely can make it happen.
That is awesome to hear, and that's really exciting. So you mentioned earlier that you believe with the law of attraction that we can find that love you talked about. The description was so nice, looking into somebody's eyes, knowing we could be ourselves, feeling like you're at home. So how do we use the law of attraction properly in order to attract that which we desire?
Right. So just law of attraction 101 states that we draw to us the people, places, and experiences that match our state of being. So if our state of being is I'm lovable, love's there for me, I'm successful at love, that will be your experience. And if what your limiting beliefs are is that I'm a loser, I'm unlucky in love, all the good ones are taken, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too damaged, that is also what your experience is going to be. So it's really important when looking at the law of attraction to really understand that it's always working whether or not you want to believe it, just like the law of gravity is always working. So thoughts are things, and as mature adults, we have to learn to manage our thoughts so that we can manifest what our heart's desire is. So that's the place where a lot of people get tripped up. You know, they just say, you know, on the one hand, they're thinking, yes, I'd really like to have a soulmate, but they allow themselves to spiral downward into all this negative thinking that it's not possible or it just isn't going to work for them or they're just unlucky in love. Mm-hmm. And you have to manage those beliefs. It's really important that you start to be responsible for what you're thinking. And that's sort of the hard part for a lot of folks.
Absolutely, because for some people, I think actually a lot of people in being responsible for what they're thinking, it's everything from childhood wounds, it's experiences they've had that have formed beliefs. So a lot of this stuff becomes solid. Is there a way to break through that so this stuff can be healed?
Yeah, it's kind of like breaking any habit. It requires a daily practice. So everybody has core wounds and childhood wounds. Everybody's messed up in some way. And, you know, especially those that are on a spiritual path or a personal growth path, they're living with this false hope that someday they're going to be healed. And when they're healed, then they're going to be ready for love. And the truth is, you can do all the work in the world, and you will find some relief, and there will be some amount of healing. But your core wounds will always be there at some level. So at some point, you have to declare yourself ready and fit for love, in spite of whatever limitations you think you have, because everybody else has them as well. And the thing that people don't understand is that when you're with your soulmate, when you see your beloved's eyes and how much love they have for you, that is the deepest, fastest kind of healing you can get. So rather than waiting to say, well, I'll be ready for love when and if, declare yourself ready now, because like my grandmother always said, there's a lid for every pot. There's somebody out there right now who's not only going to love you for your good qualities, but they're going to love and nurture you for all the ways that you judge yourself.
Well, some of what you said there, I'm just taking notes because it was so powerful. The first part, that spiritual people have this false hope that someday they'll be healed. Wow. Definitely. I see that a lot.
Right. I mean, and I'll just give you an example from my life. So I grew up in a relatively poor home. And every single day my parents screamed and yelled at each other and fought over money. And then my grandmother lived for us for a while, and she survived the Depression, and all I ever heard was how there was never enough. So I grew up with this extreme poverty consciousness. And that, you know, that's one of my core wounds that I've been working on my entire life. And I've done every personal growth workshop out there, and I've had years of therapy, and I've prayed over it. And I've also, you know, I committed my life to making a lot of money so that I would never become a bag lady. And so on the one hand, it has served me because my success came out of the drive not to ever be poor. But on the other hand, it's still there. But what I now have that I didn't have then is a spiritual toolkit on how to manage myself when it pops up. So whether it's prayer or tapping or the Sedona method or using heart math or praying, I can now manage my core wound in such a way that I would say to you, I'm 90% healed from that. But I understand now at this point in my life, it's never totally going away. And there's actually a purpose to it. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, I have to heal X, Y, Z about myself, you're going to be constantly living in this frame of mind that I'm not good enough, I'm not whole enough, when in fact you can declare yourself enough whole and healed right now to have the life that you want, and to know there will be days when you have to manage your shit.
Right. Awesome. I love that. And so for people, okay, who really hear this and saying, all right, I get it, I can let that go, core wound, it'll be there, but to move forward, for me to declare I am ready and fit for love. I want to play devil's advocate a little bit. What about for people over 40? Is it hard to find a great match? Is it more difficult? Is that a myth or is that
That's, it's a total complete myth. Right now, 1 in 3 marriages starts online. The people having the most success dating online are people over 50. I have hundreds of success stories of women over 50, 60, and 70 finding love for the first time or the second or the third time. So this whole thing that, you know, I had one woman in one of my workshops with give me all these statistics about how she was 67 years old and statistically there are X percentages of less men available to her, and even those that are available to her would never be interested because all men want younger women. And I just said to her, you know what, Sylvia, you get to be right. That's your belief. You get to be right, and because you're insisting on holding on to this nonsense, unfortunately, I hate to tell you, but you're going to die alone. You know, the truth is we all only need one person, and there's more than one person out there for you, but not if you're living in the mindset of it's not possible. You know, if you're going to hang on to that, all you're going to get is you're going to get to be right. And alone, and you'll die alone.
Well, I love your statistics. I'll keep those. Thank you. I'll have some of that. And something you say, Ariel, is feathering the nest is important. I like the vibe of it, but what are you referring to, feathering the nest is important?
So when you're feathering the nest, you're giving a very clear demonstration to the universe that not only are you ready for love right now, but you've prepared your home for love. Mm-hmm. So, and this is important to hear. Whether or not you see yourself living with your beloved in the place you are now is completely unimportant. But the preparation is what's important. So you want to clear out and all the clutter from your home. You want to clear out all the old energies, which you can do by the Native American technique of saging or hiring a feng shui expert or somebody who does clearing for a living. You want to get your bedroom ready. You want to make sure that the nightstand on their side of the bed is completely empty so they have someplace to put their things. You want to make space in the closet. You want to give them a shelf in the bathroom cabinet. You want to make sure if you have a two-car garage that you're only parking on your side of the garage. All of these things symbolically say, not only am I ready for love, my home is open and ready and willing to accept somebody into my life. So that's what feathering the nest is about.
Wow, totally. So clear out clutter, use sage or feng shui, your bedroom. I am aware of a lot of this. So two nightstands I have, two lamps, you know, all matching stuff. Very informative about the emptiness. I didn't consider that. Have an empty drawer for
it has to be empty because nature abhors a vacuum. So if their nightstand is already filled with your stuff, that's not very welcoming, right? You know, so you're not showing that there is room. So you want to, you know, the whole thing is to demonstrate that I am anticipating the arrival of my beloved, and I physically have space for them. I emotionally have space for them. You know, one of the complaints I hear from women is that I'm too busy to date. I'm just too busy to look online. And when I meet somebody, then I'll make time, which is completely ass backwards. You know, I tell them right now, I don't care how busy you are, if you seriously want to meet somebody, you have to have time to date, which means you start writing on your calendar now, blocking out times when you are going to go on dates. And if there's no date available at the time that you have blocked, use that time for self-care and self-love or to go out with your girlfriends.
Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Ariel Ford about what is the biggest mistake that single women or men can make, and how can we handle ourselves around the other sex? Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, host of the syndicated award-winning radio and podcast show, Dare to Dream. Do you have a dream inside of you? Dare to Dream is all about making people successful in a changing world. And the mantra is dare to create your dreams into your reality. In fact, dare to live bigger than what seems possible, because you can. We're live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific Time on BBS Radio. You can also listen on iTunes, Player FM, iVoox, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. As Justin Shank, our subscriber, wrote, an absolute rock star host who gets great conversation from her guests, motivation, inspiration, and insightful advice in this Do Not Miss Dare to Dream podcast. We look forward to connecting with you live every Wednesday. Dare to Dream. Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific time. You know what? You can be a published best-selling author this year. It's true. I am looking for coaches and healers and writers and consultants who want to write a chapter, and I'm going to take you from author to published. Go to debbied.net/anthology. So many of my author's books have become international bestsellers, and they've been interviewed with great results. So these applications will get full quickly. This unique offer for an anthology includes writing a chapter, or be interviewed instead and have your interview transcribed. The book will be launched to international bestseller. All the authors will be interviewed on 3 podcasts, a global press release, a book video trailer, authors featured in Publish magazine. You get to vote and choose between 2 book covers. And your book is professionally edited, with marketing copy available also for you. Everything's provided. You want to go to debbied.net/anthology. Remember, there's no E. It's debbied.net/anthology. You can be a published author this year. Get ready to enjoy a successful book experience writing your chapter in I Am Still Here anthology. Gain publicity and visibility. Register today. Go to debbied.net/anthology.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Hi, it's Debbie from the award-winning Dare to Dream radio and podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. Author spots are available to be featured in this book. Just go to debbied.net/anthology. That's D-E-B-B-I-D. .net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution and it's going to be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. I Am Still Here anthology is seeking men and women authors. First-time writers or seasoned authors can apply. Go to debbied.net/anthology. Become a published best-selling author this year. debbied.net/anthology.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and International Bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream, and I'm interviewing Ariel Ford, who is an author, speaker, and relationship expert. Again, you can find her at soulmatesecret.com. Ariel, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I am just having so much fun with how my life is and being able to share what I know about finding love and keeping love and being love. I just really want more of the same. And then I've got a short bucket list of places I want to travel to. But, at the moment I don't have any big, massive dreams. I'm just enjoying how things are.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And people who want to connect with you, what do you recommend? Where can they go?
Really, the best and easiest way is through my website, soulmatesecret.com. There's lots of goodies there, and there's a tab called Free Stuff. There's lots of free stuff on there. And I'm also on Facebook. It's facebook.com/soulmatesecret.
What is a ritual or practice that you do every day that keeps you grounded and well-oiled and functioning?
I take a bath every morning. I take a long, meditative aromatherapy bath, and that is how I start my day, and it really, really works.
Awesome. Love water. Get it?
Yes.
And in our last minute, so this will be a bullet point, but still super curious, if you can share one of your clients' stories, how they might have transformed forever from being single into some kind of a special committed love relationship.
Oh, you know, let me think. I have one friend who's an actual nationally known best-selling author and expert who really believed that she was just too damaged to ever find the love of her life, to ever get married, because she has a lot of anxiety, panic attack, nervous conditions, and she's a recovered bulimic and addict. And she went through my workshop, The Soulmate Secret, and really understood that there was somebody out there who was going to love her exactly for who she is, you know, all her mishigosh and anxiety and all. And we officiated at her wedding in January, and she married a man who just worships and adores her and can hold the space for her when she gets anxious and nervous, and she can completely, totally be herself with him.
How inspiring. Wow. Thank you so much, Ariel, for coming on the show. I really enjoyed this conversation and your brilliance.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. I end today's show with this quote from Ariel Ford. A soulmate is someone you can completely be yourself with, someone with whom you share unconditional love, and when you look into each other's eyes, you know that you are home. Next week, Dare to Dream, tune in, because Natasha Todorovic will be here. She consults, she coaches, she trains clients worldwide on the use of spiral dynamic tools. That's services that solve very tough people problems. It's based on a 70-year method that's bio, psychosocial, and based on the original work of Claire Graves. It'll be inspiring conversation indeed, and how you can work through your own tough people problems. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And remember, the secret of success to achieving any dream is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream? Here I'm standing now.